Have you ever wondered what happens in those brief moments when lips meet? That fleeting connection, sometimes awkward, sometimes electric, that can determine the course of a relationship? The science of kissing, or philomology, reveals that this seemingly simple act is anything but. When we kiss, we engage in a complex exchange of sensory information, hormones, and evolutionary signals that have shaped human connection for millennia. In Cheryl Kirschenbaum's groundbreaking exploration, we discover that kissing isn't just about romance. It's about biology, chemistry, anthropology, and neuroscience. From Hollywood's most iconic screen kisses to the longest recorded lip lock, a marathon 31 hours and 30 minutes, kissing has captivated human imagination across cultures and throughout history. As we'll discover, this intimate exchange tells us more about ourselves than we might expect, revealing not just who we are, but who we're compatible with at the most fundamental level. Why do humans press their lips together in romantic encounters? This seemingly simple question has puzzled scientists across disciplines. Darwin believed kissing was innate and hereditary, while some anthropologists argue it's purely cultural. The truth likely combines both perspectives. Several compelling theories explain kissing's origins. The most fascinating connects our unique everted lips, pursed outward, to sexual signaling. Unlike other primates, humans have distinctly red, sensitive lips that may have evolved as a genital echo, resembling female labia in texture, color, and blood-engorged sensitivity. When our ancestors stood upright, sexual signals migrated from the posterior, as seen in other primates, to the face. Our ability to detect red colors, originally evolved for finding fruits, created a red equals reward neural pathway that transferred to sexual attraction. This explains why men consistently prefer women with fuller, redder lips, which signal higher estrogen levels and fertility. Another theory traces kissing to infant nursing behaviors. The human mouth and nipple evolved to fit perfectly together, creating pleasurable bonding experiences through neurotransmitter release. We may seek similar lip pressure throughout life to recreate these feelings of safety and love. A third explanation connects kissing to pre-mastication, mothers pre-chewing food for toddlers and transferring it mouth to mouth. This ancient practice, documented since Egyptian times and still present in 39 of 119 modern cultures studied, established patterns of lip contact and emotional bonding that may have evolved into romantic kissing. The sniffing theory suggests kissing began with our noses rather than lips. Many early cultures practiced the oceanic kiss, going back and forth across someone's nose to identify them through scent. This greeting required entering personal space, indicating trust. Over time, lip contact may have accompanied this practice, evolving into social kissing. Even today, cultures like the Canadian Inuit practice the kunik, nuzzle sniff. Regardless of origin, kissing persists because it serves three essential needs identified by anthropologist Helen Fisher: sex drive, lust, romantic love, attraction, and security. These brain systems work together to encourage reproduction, with kissing bolstering all three by promoting close relationships while being shaped by diverse cultural norms. The Romans were passionate kissers with a sophisticated kissing culture. They developed three distinct terms: osculum, the social kiss, bossium, the affectionate family kiss, and savium, the erotic kiss. Roman kissing customs were so prevalent that Emperor Tiberius attempted to ban kissing to prevent disease spread. Their legal system even addressed kissing, with the osculum interveniens determining how gifts would be distributed if one member of a betrothed couple died before marriage. Kissing under the mistletoe likely predates Christianity, with possible origins in Norse mythology, where Frigga transformed mistletoe into a symbol of love, Druid worship, who revered mistletoe growing on oak trees, or ancient Babylonian temple practices. Christianity brought concerns about kissing leading to sin, though biblical references supported holy kissing. The kiss of peace in church ceremonies required gender separation to prevent impropriety. medieval society developed elaborate kissing hierarchies based on social status, with subjects kissing kings' hands, robes, or ground, while knights exchanged kisses as signs of trust and service. Kisses sealed legal contracts, with illiterate men drawing an X and kissing it, the origin of sealed with a kiss and using X to symbolize kisses. Despite church concerns, kissing remained popular. By 1499, Erasmus praised England's abundant kissing culture. Though the Great Plague temporarily reduced kissing's popularity, by the Industrial Revolution, the hand kiss had evolved into the handshake, while European kissing customs spread globally through trade and exploration. Foot kissing has a lengthy history dating back to Babylonian times. Roman Emperor Caligula demanded subjects kiss his feet, and the practice continued throughout the Middle Ages as a demonstration of extreme deference. Charles Dickens found the practice repulsive, particularly criticizing Catholic foot-kissing rituals as slavish self-abasement. In the modern era, Western cultures spread kissing globally through literature, art, and especially film. From Shakespeare to fairy tales to Hollywood, kissing became celebrated in our narratives. The first on-screen kiss in 1896 shocked audiences, but kissing quickly became a cinema fixture, surviving even the restrictive Hays Code, 1930 to 1968. Today, an estimated 6 billion people kiss lip-to-lip regularly, though cultural norms still vary widely across regions. When British explorer William Winwood Reid attempted to kiss an African king's daughter in 1864, she fled in terror, believing he intended to eat her. This cultural misunderstanding highlights how European-style kissing, though increasingly popular worldwide, is not universal. Despite evolutionary roots, kissing-specific expressions vary tremendously across cultures. European explorers documented numerous societies where mouth-to-mouth kissing was unknown. Anthropologist Donald Marshall found that people on Mangaia, Cook Islands, had no concept of romantic kissing despite being extraordinarily sexually active. Similarly, Reid observed African communities displaying great affection through handshaking, face caressing, and embraces, but the kiss is unknown among the Africans. Even in some Finnish tribes, poet Bayard Taylor discovered that while mixed-gender nude bathing was acceptable, kissing on the lips was considered indecent. As European anthropologists documented kissing practices worldwide, they often revealed their cultural biases, describing European kissing as civilized while dismissing other forms as primitive or barbaric. Despite this racism, these texts provide valuable evidence about cultures that lacked mouth-to-mouth kissing. In some societies, kissing disappeared for social reasons, like discouraging female sexuality. Yet even in cultures without kissing, people engaged in intimate, face-oriented behaviors like patting, licking, rubbing, or nipping during romantic encounters. A kiss begins with environment setting, the mood, followed by eye contact that significantly enhances romantic feelings. As we move in, about two-thirds of us tilt our heads right, a preference possibly developed in the womb or during infancy. Our facial muscles activate, with the orbicularis oris enabling lip movement, while other muscles control mouth shape. Upon contact, 5 cranial nerves engage, blood vessels dilate, breathing deepens, pulse quickens, and pupils dilate. Our 9,000 to 10,000 taste buds sample our partner's flavor, while our highly sensitive lips, our most exposed erogenous zone, send intense signals to the somatosensory cortex. The brain dedicates disproportionately large neural space to processing sensations from our lips compared to other body parts. During kissing, neurotransmitters like dopamine flood our system, creating euphoria similar to cocaine. This explains why new kisses feel so intoxicating, though the novelty effect diminishes over time as dopamine levels decrease with familiarity. Mirror neurons may explain our kissing responses, cells that fire when we observe others' actions as if we were performing them ourselves. Italian neuroscientists found that when macaques observed humans making kissing-like movements, about one-third of their motor neurons fired in response. If mirror neurons exist in humans, watching someone lean in for a kiss might trigger our own kissing response, creating a feedback loop of mutual anticipation and excitement. It's not just driving that's affected when you drink or take drugs. Your intimate experiences change too. The same neurotransmitters activated during kissing, particularly dopamine, can be stimulated by substances. When mixing a first kiss with alcohol or drugs, intense feelings may be wrongly attributed to your partner rather than what you've consumed. That rush or feeling of falling in love might actually be chemically induced. Men and women approach kissing with fundamentally different motivations, rooted deeply in evolutionary biology and reproductive strategies. Women face a significant biological constraint in reproduction. They're born with approximately 400,000 immature eggs, of which only about 400 will mature during their reproductive years. This stands in stark contrast to men's ability to produce roughly 200 million sperm cells daily. This biological disparity creates different mating strategies and approaches to intimate behavior, including kissing. Historical and contemporary examples illuminate this reproductive disparity. Genghis Khan's genetic legacy, with his DNA present in an estimated 16 million men today, demonstrates the male capacity for numerous offspring. Modern examples persist, like the 90-year-old Indian farmer who fathered his 21st child in 2007, or the Moroccan emperor Moulay Ismail, who allegedly fathered 888 children. Women, however, face a finite fertility window of approximately 33 years, making partner selection crucial. This biological reality manifests in relationship dynamics and decision-making. Women initiate divorce far more frequently than men, with rates reaching 99% among couples under 20 years old. The disparity extends to kissing perception. Women generally view kissing as a sophisticated evaluation mechanism, unconsciously assessing genetic compatibility, health markers, and potential parental qualities. Their bodies process chemical signals through taste and smell during kissing, gathering data about immune system compatibility and genetic diversity. The 2003 Brigham Young University study revealed fascinating insights about kissing preferences across genders. While both ranked lip kissing above all other forms of physical affection, women were more likely to use kissing as a relationship barometer. The study found that relationship satisfaction correlates directly with kissing frequency, but women placed higher importance on kissing quality and frequency throughout relationships, while men's emphasis on kissing often decreased after initial attraction. The Coolidge effect illustrates another aspect of long-term relationship dynamics. The term originated from an amusing exchange during Calvin Coolidge's presidency, where Mrs. Coolidge observed a rooster's frequent mating at a government farm. Upon learning it serviced different hens rather than the same one repeatedly, President Coolidge's witty response, "Tell that to Mrs. Coolidge," highlighted a fundamental biological tendency. This phenomenon explains why sexual interest often wanes in long-term partnerships, as dopamine levels spike with novel experiences but decrease with familiarity. Research shows that regular kissing can help counteract this effect by maintaining intimacy and boosting oxytocin levels. Studies indicate couples who maintain frequent kissing report higher relationship satisfaction, better conflict resolution, and more stable long-term partnerships. This suggests that while men and women may approach kissing differently, its importance in maintaining healthy relationships transcends gender differences. Our sense of smell plays a crucial role in romantic compatibility, often determining attraction or repulsion during a first kiss. Despite our evolution away from animal-like snouts, human olfaction remains remarkably powerful. When kissing, we're exposed to another person's natural scent, primarily from sebaceous glands, concentrated on the face and neck, and apocrine glands, in armpits and genital regions. The underarm's axillary scent organ, unique to humans and apes, has historically played a significant role in courtship, from rural Austrian girls dancing with apple slices in their armpits to ceremonial farewell rituals in Australian Aboriginal tribes. Beyond conscious reactions to smell, our olfactory system may unconsciously evaluate genetic compatibility, particularly regarding the major histocompatibility complex, genes controlling immune function. The famous 1995 sweaty t-shirt experiment by Klaus Wedekind demonstrated how women could detect and prefer the scents of men with MHC profiles different from their own, a finding replicated in numerous studies. Intriguingly, women on birth control pills show the opposite preference, possibly because the hormones mimic pregnancy, when staying close to genetically similar family members would be advantageous. A similar Texas study in 2000 found that men consistently rated t-shirts worn by women during ovulation as more attractive and sexy than those worn during non-fertile periods. Even after sitting at room temperature for a week, the shirts maintained their appeal, suggesting these fertility-signaling odors persist over time. This indicates men may be unconsciously using their sense of smell more than they realize when choosing partners, with kissing providing the perfect opportunity for sampling a woman's scent. Kissing occupies a unique emotional territory distinct from other intimate acts. As depicted in Pretty Woman, prostitutes commonly avoid mouth-to-mouth contact with clients, preserving a boundary between professional services and genuine emotional connection. Sex therapist Martha Stein's hidden observations of 1,230 encounters between prostitutes and clients revealed only 36% of men wanted to kiss the women's bodies, with a mere 13% interested in French kissing. These patterns demonstrate that kissing can be deliberately separated from purely physical sex, occupying a different category of intimacy. In social surveys, people consistently rate kissing as more intimate than almost all other activities, and it receives greater attention in committed relationships than casual encounters, a distinction likely rooted in the specific hormonal responses kissing triggers in our bodies. Our mouths are veritable breeding grounds for microorganisms, with 1 milliliter of saliva containing about 100 million bacteria. While kissing, we exchange approximately 278 colonies of bacteria, though 95% are harmless. Beyond bacteria, we also swap viruses and potential allergens that can range from merely unpleasant to potentially dangerous. The risks include dental decay from bacteria like Lactobacillus acidophilus, fuzzy tongue from antibiotic use, ulcers caused by Helicobacter pylori, and even bacterial meningitis. Viruses transmitted through kissing include herpes simplex 1, HSV-1, which affects 80-90% of people by age 50, and Epstein-Barr virus causing mononucleosis. Food allergies present another danger, with studies showing reactions occurring within a minute of kissing someone who consumed an allergen even after they've brushed their teeth. Despite these risks, the benefits of kissing often outweigh the dangers. Kissing stimulates saliva flow, which helps protect teeth, and may even contribute to longevity. A German study found men who kissed their wives before leaving for work lived 5 years longer and earned 20 to 30% more than those who didn't. The positive attitude fostered by kissing promotes health benefits and emotional well-being through strong social bonds. After extensive research on kissing, Kirschenbaum designed a neuroscience experiment using magnetoencephalography, MEG, to study brain responses to kissing imagery. She categorized kisses into three types: erotic, friendship, relationship, across three gender pairings, creating 9 conditions for testing. When she posted these images online for validation, she received thousands of responses, rather than the 50 expected, showing how emotionally charged kissing imagery can be. For the experiment, she became the first test subject, donning scrubs and electrodes before entering the magnetically shielded MEG room. Inside the machine, she watched carefully selected kissing images flash repeatedly while her brain activity was recorded. After testing 8 subjects from different countries, 2 unexpected trends emerged. First, photographs of same-sex couples kissing produced stronger brain responses than opposite-sex couples, regardless of kiss type. Second, brain reactions were faster when viewing same-sex kisses. These differences likely reflect a frequency effect. We encounter male-female kissing more often in daily life, so same-sex kissing elicits stronger, quicker responses due to its novelty. Throughout our lives, the physical structure of the brain's neural network continuously changes as we experience the world, with new neural connections being strengthened over time through experience. When we kiss someone new, our brain processes their scent, taste, movement, touch, and sound, associating these sensations with that individual. This information helps interpret how we think and feel about them. In this manner, kissing literally reshapes the mind on a microscopic scale. The popularity and appeal of kissing has evolved throughout history, influenced by shifting social norms and cultural values. Now, in the 21st century, with human populations moving and networking faster than ever before, kissing customs continue to change thanks to emerging technologies. Online dating apps like Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge have transformed how we meet potential partners, but they eliminate crucial sensory information we've evolved to use when selecting mates. Without scent, taste, body language, and other nonverbal cues, we're essentially flying blind in our initial interactions, relying solely on visual and written communication to form impressions. Despite these technological drawbacks, online connections eventually lead to real-world meetings where chemistry can be properly assessed. That first kiss becomes even more significant in modern dating as it reveals more about compatibility than weeks of accumulated emails, texts, or video chats. Research shows that during face-to-face encounters, humans process over 10,000 nonverbal cues in less than a minute, information that's impossible to convey through digital means. From Cleopatra to Casanova, legendary seducers have intuitively understood what science now helps explain about the art of kissing. Historical accounts describe how Cleopatra used specific perfumes and lip stains to enhance her allure, while Casanova reportedly spent hours cultivating the perfect approach to the first kiss. While scientific knowledge of endocrinology and olfaction can improve our chances of a successful first kiss, charm and serendipity remain essential ingredients. Modern research has identified over 34 facial muscles involved in kissing, and studies show that successful kisses trigger the release of oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin, creating a natural cocktail of pleasure and bonding hormones. Looking across the animal kingdom reveals fascinating parallels in how physical displays of affection connect individuals in strong relationships. Primates engage in social grooming and face-to-face contact. Wolves and dolphins maintain lifelong bonds through physical touch, and even birds participate in courtship rituals involving beak-to-beak contact. Though humans differ from our mammalian relatives in many ways, we share this fundamental need to connect beyond language. Kissing represents the perfect blend of nature and nurture, creating a complex behavior that fosters intimate social bonds we depend on for love, support, security, and survival. As we move further into the digital age, the importance of physical connection may become even more pronounced. Virtual reality and haptic technology attempt to bridge the physical gap, but experts suggest these will complement rather than replace the irreplaceable intimacy of human touch and kissing. The future of human connection likely lies in finding the right balance between technological convenience and our deeply rooted biological need for physical intimacy. As we move further into the digital age, the importance of physical connection may become even more pronounced. Virtual reality and haptic technology attempt to bridge the physical gap, but experts suggest these will complement rather than replace the irreplaceable intimacy of human touch and kissing. The future of human connection likely lies in finding the right balance between technological convenience and our deeply rooted biological need for physical intimacy. Beyond the science, we all want to be memorable kissers. Research from relationship experts and neuroscientists suggests 10 scientifically based tips that can enhance the kissing experience and create lasting impressions. 1. Play up your assets wisely with subtle lip enhancement. Focus on natural lip care through hydration, gentle exfoliation, and protection from environmental damage. Studies show that slightly fuller, well-maintained lips are universally appealing across cultures. 2. Improve taste and scent through meticulous oral hygiene. Our olfactory system processes thousands of chemical signals during kissing. Fresh breath isn't just about avoiding bad odors, it's about creating an inviting environment for intimacy. regular dental care, staying hydrated, and avoiding strong flavored foods before intimate moments can significantly impact the experience. 3. Get to know each other first to build hormonal foundations. Research shows that conversation and eye contact before kissing releases oxytocin and creates neural pathways for deeper connection. Spending at least 15 to 20 minutes in close conversation can dramatically enhance the subsequent kiss. 4. Foster anticipation to maximize dopamine and desire. The brain's reward system responds powerfully to anticipated pleasure. Building tension through gradual physical proximity, gentle touches, and maintained eye contact triggers dopamine release that heightens the eventual kiss. 5. Make kissing comfortable by creating security and reducing stress. Cortisol levels drop significantly during kissing in secure environments. Choose private, comfortable settings and ensure both partners feel safe and unhurried. 6. Use the power of touch beyond just lips. Research indicates that complementary touching, hands on face, neck, or waist, activates additional pleasure centers in the brain. Multisensory engagement creates more memorable experiences. 7. Trust your body's instincts about compatibility. Scientists have identified specific genetic markers that we unconsciously detect through kissing. Our bodies often know about chemical compatibility before our minds do. 8. Don't ruin the moment by overanalyzing or pushing boundaries. Studies show that conscious analysis during intimate moments can interrupt natural hormone flows. Stay present and responsive rather than strategic. 9. Be a good kisser specifically for your partner by being emotionally receptive. Research indicates that kissing preferences are highly individual. Pay attention to your partner's responses and adapt accordingly. Emotional attunement matters more than technical skill. 10. Kiss regularly and often to maintain passion and foster security. Regular kissing maintains higher levels of relationship-sustaining hormones like oxytocin and vasopressin. Couples who kiss frequently report higher relationship satisfaction even years into their partnerships. When it comes to matters of the heart, kissing has evolved as a sophisticated biological mechanism to foster connection, romance, and lasting intimacy between compatible partners. Anthropological studies across 168 cultures found that romantic kissing appears in 77% of societies, suggesting its deep evolutionary significance. The average person will spend approximately 20,000 minutes of their life kissing, with each kiss engaging 34 facial muscles and triggering a complex cascade of neurochemical reactions. Though scientifically investigated from every angle, from hormone levels to facial electromyography, we arrive at one firm conclusion. Kissing functions as a universal language, best interpreted by those involved in the exchange. The kiss persists through time and across cultures because, no matter its origins or mechanisms, it celebrates perhaps the greatest emotion of all, love. Modern research continues to unveil new insights about this fundamental human behavior, but the magic of a perfect kiss remains somewhat wonderfully mysterious.